Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A lot of former students carrying federal loans hoping to have them forgiven by the government are now caught in court fights between the Biden administration, which wants to do that, and local Republican officials suing to prevent it. A Texas district court has held the move unlawful. Now an appellate court keeps that in place with no delay. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
I think that the Biden administration has known that it's an uphill battle to have their student loan forgiveness program go forward. It's being challenged by courts around the country. But so far, they haven't had much luck in having the courts uphold the program.
With the Russian war now in its 10th month, the Pentagon is considering training 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers a month at bases in Germany. Wall Street was pretty much jumping for joy at the prospect of smaller interest rate hikes, even though there will still be more increases to cool inflation. CBS's Sarah Ewell-Weiss.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the pace of hiking interest rates could ease as soon as next month, but he warned the Fed has a long way to go in combating inflation.
It is likely that restoring price stability will require holding policy at a restrictive level for some time.
The Fed has already hiked the federal funds rate by nearly 4 percentage points this year.
One thing that the White House and most in Congress do not want to endanger the economy, a possible rail strike next week. So
on this vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
That a bill to prevent a strike and impose a new industry contract, that bill still needs Senate approval. More information from California law enforcement about the triple murder of a woman and her parents. They say a Virginia sheriff's deputy and former state trooper posed as a 17-year-old boy online, asked a teenage girl in that family for nude pictures before he drove across the country and committed the killings.
The 15-year-old was not harmed in the shootout. Detectives say there's no evidence she was complicit in the killings.
We don't know yet if she was threatened, coerced. We're not describing it as a kidnapping at this point.
The teen is receiving medical treatment and is in the care of Child Protective Services.
Correspondent Danya Backus. Now to Hawaii's Big Island, where a major volcano is erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years. Our Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Mauna Loa's previous eruptions have come close to wiping out communities. While people are not currently in danger, the slow-moving but persistent lava flow could threaten local roads.
It has taken 3 years and court fights up to the Supreme Court, but as of now, the still democratically controlled House Ways and Means Committee has 6 years of ex-President Trump's tax returns. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Overnight, under clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. A dusting of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Wednesday to you. We've got a lot to talk about today. All 3 hours, just you and me, no guests today. So let's get the conversation started. Did our federal police, I'm talking specifically about the Secret Service and the FBI, I'm not accusing the agencies themselves, but did some people, some small handful of people within these federal agencies and the Department of Defense conspire to overthrow America? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, is Herschel Walker guilty of voter fraud? And an abortion update. Will people be required to bury zygotes? It's getting weird. I want to get through all that stuff in the first hour. In the second hour, is electricity around the world dying? Europe looks like they're facing an electricity crisis. And it ties back to global climate change. I'll tell you about that. In other words, get ready. That brave new world is here. And it's arriving faster than many of us expected. Also, why are we letting the Supreme Court be above the law? Sheldon Whitehouse recently had a fascinating interaction with them. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And a serious question in the second hour, is Twitter worth saving? Frankly, I think so. we'll explore that question in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, I want to get into a new study that just came out from the United States Senate. The persistent and lethal threat of white supremacists. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Excuse me. And how does America stop stoking the violence from Republicans like Carrie Lake? We'll talk about that in our third hour. And a geeky science. Now we know why zebras have stripes. It's an amazing story. So a lot to cover today. I want to start out at the beginning with my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. Yesterday, Jessica Watkins, Kelly Meigs, Thomas Caldwell, Kenneth Harrelson, and Elmer Stewart Rhodes III, the former number two staffer to Congressman Ron Paul, which for some reason is typically omitted from all the biographies of Stewart Rhodes. But he used to work for Congressman Paul, Ron Paul, in Congress. He knew his way around the building, shall we say. And he was convicted, the five of them were convicted of felonies. Two of them, Rhodes and Meigs, were convicted of seditious conspiracy. But it raises the question, how did they get close enough to Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi that they actually represented a genuine threat to killing them? How did they get inside the Capitol? How did this happen? And for that, I start with a quote from The Adventure of Silver Blaze, which is one of Arthur Conan Doyle's stories. Is there any other point to which you would wish to draw my attention? The Scotland Yard police inspector asked Sherlock Holmes.
Well, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, Holmes replied.
The dog, the inspector said, did nothing in the nighttime. That, replied Holmes, was the curious incident. So why didn't the dogs of our federal police, our investigative, and our military agencies, why didn't they bark when they knew full well in advance that an armed mob was coming to the Capitol to try to overthrow our government, and that many within that mob were not only armed but willing to kill, and did, in fact? 8 people died as a consequence of that invasion. And why afterward did the Secret Service and the Department of Defense wipe their phones? This is like a small town police force being warned that bank robbers are coming to town this weekend. And so that weekend they all go fishing. They take the phones off the hook and they go fishing. And then when they come back, they say, well, you know, we didn't really believe they were actually going to rob the bank. And then they burn the note that was warning them that the robbers were on their way. I mean, why are so few people openly speculating that corrupt individuals, possibly only a tiny handful, within the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Department of Defense may have participated in a plot led by Donald Trump to overthrow our government? I just never hear any conversation about this anywhere. Is this because I live in a little silo that, you know, it's just me and my program and you, and, you know, we talk to each other, but, you know, we're not part of the greater world? Am I missing something here? Or is it that, you know, journalistic integrity requires that you not discuss such things until there's some fairly compelling evidence? Well, how about the commanding general of the National Guard complaining to the Washington Post that a report from the FBI saying that he was notified, or not the FBI, from the Department of Defense, saying that he was given authority to send in the National Guard around the 4 o'clock hour was wrong, that it wasn't until after 5 o'clock that he could send in the National Guard, and for 4 or 5 hours he'd been trying to do it and they'd been refusing to let him. I mean, what's up with this? Now, I get it that, number one, police agencies tend to be filled with authoritarian type people. That's kind of necessary to do the job. Not always, but, you know, and a lot of authoritarian personalities are drawn to police work, like the FBI and the Secret Service. And I get it that Donald Trump, and then that they're very, very conscious of hierarchy, that they, you know, the chain of command is something they all understand. And here you had the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, literally saying that he won the election, that it was stolen from him by Joe Biden and by Democrats in a handful of states. And you had the senators and members of the House of Representatives from those states and local politicians in those states saying, yep, they stole it. So I can completely understand why somebody in the FBI, the Secret Service, might believe Donald Trump and believe those Republicans, being a Republican themselves, and think those nefarious Democrats, they're up to some real crap this time, and thought, well, okay, we'll help overturn the election because it was a fraudulent election. I get that. But why not just come forward and say, yeah, this is what I believed? Why did Christopher Miller, who Donald Trump put into the position of Secretary of Defense, why did Christopher Miller issue a memo saying that this is on January 4th, 2 days before January 6th, when everybody knew what was coming. Anybody with a Twitter or Facebook account could have figured out there was going to be violence in D.C. on January 6th. The FBI knew this. The Secret Service knew this. At 7 o'clock in the morning on January 6th, they were reporting that there was a guy with a gun in a tree. Remember this from the testimony before the January 6th committee? That there were people carrying semi-automatic weapons. Donald Trump from the dais, from the podium, said, hey, let them through. They don't have to walk through the magnetometers, the metal detectors. So why did Chris Miller issue this memo 2 days in advance saying that to the National Guard, you are not authorized to be issued weapons, ammunition, bayonets, batons, or ballistic protection equipment? You are not to interact with protesters. You are not to employ any riot control agents. You are not to share equipment with law enforcement agencies. You are not authorized to use intelligence, surveillance, or reconnaissance assets. You are not to employ helicopters, You are not to conduct searches, seizures, or arrests. You are not authorized to seek support from any non-DC National Guard units. Why did he say this? Remember, on November 9th, the day after the election, I believe, wasn't the election in 2020 on November 8th? Not this one this year, but 2 years ago. Yeah, it was November 8th. On November 9th, right after he lost the election, but before anybody knew it for sure, the election had not yet been called, the Los Angeles Times pointed out that the day before the election, Donald Trump had fired his Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, who was Senate confirmed. He was a legal Secretary of Defense. Now, the law requires that the number two person in the Department of Defense become the acting Secretary of Defense. Trump ignored that law and instead put in Chris Miller. This was a violation of the law. Chris Miller was serving illegally, I believe, my understanding of this. Please fact check me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right here. That he was serving illegally as Secretary of Defense. And this is what the day after the election, long before January 6th or anything else, the day after the election, this is what the Los Angeles Times wrote, quote, President Trump's decision to fire Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday, the day before the election, raised concerns that he may be planning far-reaching military moves in his final weeks in office and is putting in place new leadership more inclined to go along. Trump named Christopher Miller, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to take over as acting defense secretary, bypassing the normal practice of having the Pentagon's number two official take charge temporarily if the top job becomes vacant. In an interview conducted before his dismissal but published after he was fired Monday, Esper suggested that his successor might be more willing than he was to go along with Trump's questionable uses of the military. Who's going to come in behind me? Esper told Military Times, which covers the armed forces. It's going to be a real yes man. And then God help us. End quote. So here you have the day after the election. The Secretary of Defense, confirmed by the United States Senate, saying God help us. Because a yes man, Chris Miller, is coming in. And then Chris Miller on January 4th issues this memo. What did it take for Trump to get Chris Miller to write that memo? Was he duped? Was he blackmailed or bribed? Was he an enthusiastic or reluctant participant? Did Donald Trump or his chief of staff and apparent co-conspirator, Mark Meadows, dictate this memo? I reproduced the entire memo, by the way, on my article. You can see it, you can download it over at HartmanReport.com. And if that wasn't bad enough, on January 6th itself, while these armed traitors were attacking police and searching to hang Mike Pence and kill, hey, where's Nancy? Chris Miller oversaw a mid-afternoon, mid-riot conference call in which the Army Secretary, McCarthy, was again begging for authority to send in the National Guard. They were his people. He had asked on January 4th to send in the National Guard. And that was Chris Miller's memo saying, no, you can't do that. And right in the middle of the riot, they're having this conference call on January 6th, and Army Secretary McCarthy is saying, I want to send my National Guard guys in. And Miller is saying, no. And who's on that call? Charles Flynn, the brother of Michael Flynn. And for a full year, the Pentagon lied about that to both the press and to Congress. What the hell's going on here? Or am I just in la conspiracy land or something? What do you know about this? What are your thoughts on this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Was somebody on the inside in on this? And if so, why are we hearing nothing about this?
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I put the Man Crates house sauce maker and the watchmaker on my Christmas list. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get 50% off with code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50. F-E-S-T-I-V-E 50, festive 50, at mancrates.com.
All righty. So, by the way, the election in 2020 was on the 3rd of November, not the 8th. I was wrong on my dates, but November 9th was the date that the that piece was published. And in fact, I need to just double check that. Los Angeles. Yeah, November 9th. And so a couple of other things here that I wanted to bring up. The number one, Herschel Walker is continuing to be in, shall we say, a crisis. He yesterday called on us to get rid of our government. You know, he says, when they get to the point they want to get with the Green New Deal, I will raise my hand. But we're not at that point yet. So why are they trying to force it to something that we're not yet ready to go yet? Think about it. They're going to our enemies. They're going to terrorists. They're going to dictators, asking them to help us. Now, at that point, he's talking about, you know, getting foreign oil and stuff. He's talking about foreign energy. And I think he's probably right. But then he goes, we don't need them to help us. We can help ourselves. Well, I agree with that, too. And then he says, we need to get rid of the government and get back to the people. And at that point, I'm like, what? We are the government. By the way, now a complaint has been filed with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the state attorney general by Georgia resident Ann Gregory Roberts, claiming that, quote, it appears that Walker was not a resident of Georgia for voting purposes when he registered to vote and voted. Any person who votes or registers to vote knowing that he or she is not eligible to do so is guilty of a felony. Is Walker going to be, I mean, remember you had Greg Abbott in Texas has tried this as well, but you had Ron DeSantis and then you had the current governor of Georgia. What the hell's his name? It just jumped right out of my brain. In any case, Brian Kemp, thank you, parading black people in front of television. Oh, look who we caught voting illegally. Kemp has done it. Ron DeSantis has done it. Is Herschel Walker going to be the next black man paraded in front of a TV camera for voting illegally? I don't know. But, you know, he registered to vote in Fulton County on August 17, 2021. At the same time, for 2021 and 2022, he claimed with the state of Texas that he was living in Texas. He's got a $4 million mansion in suburban Dallas. So what's up with that? I want to give you an update on the abortion situation across the nation and get your thoughts and calls on that as well. Jessica Valenti's most recent Substack article has some just really shocking stuff about what's going on in Texas and Indiana, North Dakota. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So how do you think this whole January 6th thing is going to resolve itself? Your thoughts on the conviction yesterday? What are your thoughts on what's going to happen with Herschel Walker and abortion? What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's
congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Overnight, under clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. A dusting of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
At prediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. So... this is, oh, by the way, I neglected to mention that Herschel Walker's residence in Buckhead, in the upscale suburb of Atlanta, northern suburb, that residence was being rented out by, he doesn't even own it, his wife owns it, and she was renting it out. We don't know exactly when they kicked the renters out, and he moved in, but he continued to claim to, with the state of Texas, that he was living in Texas. I don't know, we'll see where this goes. I wanted to mention abortion, and then I'm going to pick up your phone calls here. Jessica Valenti at jessica.substack.com pointing out the federal appeals court has just reinstated an Indiana law that requires abortion clinics to either bury or cremate the remains of abortions. They say fetal remains, she notes, but let's be specific. Many abortions happen before there even is a fetus. A previous ruling pointed out that the law infringed on women's religious rights. Idaho is in the middle of multiple lawsuits over their abortion ban. The legislature hired private attorneys to help with those cases to the tune, Jessica Valenti writes, of over $275,000, and taxpayers are footing the bill. She continues, and I'm quoting literally from her newsletter. I commend it to you, jessica.substack.com. Speaking of corrupt laws in Texas, thanks to a law allowing private citizens to bring civil suits against anyone providing or aiding and abetting abortions, a woman in the state is going after the owner of Abortion Offshore, a clinic operating in federal waters. The woman who filed the suit wants to depose owner Michael Kimbrough and gather information about, quote, the identity of all individuals and organizations that aided or abetted illegal abortions by providing funding, insurance coverage, or logistical support. Jessica calls this terrifying. These are just naked attempts to intimidate abortion providers. North Dakota's attorney general is asking the state Supreme Court to lift a block on that state's abortion ban. The Center for Reproductive Rights calls that state's ban, quote, one of the most extreme and dangerous laws in the nation. A former Florida state attorney is suing, Andrew Warren is suing Governor Ron DeSantis for suspending him. This guy was a prosecutor, and he said, I will not prosecute abortion-related cases in my district, and DeSantis fired him. But he's an elected official, and so he's suing, saying, you can't fire me. Another intimidation tactic. Jessica notes that Google vowed this last summer that they were no longer going to save location data for anybody visiting abortion clinics, so a tech advocacy group ran a test. They visited a bunch of abortion clinics, and then they checked the dark web data from Google or the Google data that's available for sale to find out if they were tracked to the abortion clinics, and sure enough, they were. This data could be used by law enforcement to prosecute an abortion case, or by vigilantes, out of Texas. And finally, Jessica notes, abortion medication is used by more than half of American women who end their pregnancies. Two of the anti-abortion groups now are going after the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. One is suing the FDA to reverse their decision approving abortion medication. The other one wants to force doctors to make women who use abortion medication bag up the product of conception and turn it into the doctor. In other words, after the stuff comes out, put it in a bag and bring it back to your doctor's office. They want to make this the law. Other groups are trying to limit telemedicine options for abortion medication. In fact, Americans United for Life tells the Washington Post that getting rid of abortion medication is their top priority for this year and next. Brilliant. So, what do we do with this? What is happening to America? What is happening to American women? And how is this going to impact our politics going forward? Looking forward to your thoughts on all those things. John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, happy holidays.
Thank you. Back at you.
Hey, Tom, three quick questions. My first thing I want to bring out is, we keep calling this Georgia thing a runoff. You know, I wish the media and everybody could put the words voter suppression runoff, because Warnock has always been in the lead. This is simply a voter suppression runoff. Would you agree?
Well, they put this, if nobody hits 50% plus one, they put this into effect back during Reconstruction, because in the early years of Reconstruction, there were black candidates who were actually getting on the ballot or not just getting on the ballot, who were actually winning elective office. In fact, they took control of the South Carolina legislature for 2 years. And so this was put into law specifically to make it less likely to have black candidates, you know, getting into that 50% plus one or getting into that final runoff, you know.
Which indicates that your vote's supposed to count. I mean, yeah. if you look at the numbers, I mean, you know, the numbers don't lie. I mean, the majority is not in this particular case. I mean, it's simply, I mean, I learn everything from you, but I mean, it's just such a wrong law. It just shows you that all those people who voted, their vote didn't count because we're having a runoff and there's no tie at all. Warnock has always been in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling Warnock's going to win this election. I think he's going to win walking away from it. Walker has pretty much stopped campaigning. And when he does, he puts his foot in his mouth so badly that they literally, some of the Warnock ads now are nothing but clips of Walker. I mean, it's that bad, right?
Brilliant. So, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. So there you go.
Tom, my other quick question I want to ask you was, you know, in the United States, we have more Democrats than Republicans. And I mean, I listen to you every day. I read your Hartman reports every day. I guess I still don't understand on how have we allowed the other half of our government, which is the Republican Party, how have we allowed them to somehow make all the rules and get away with all the voter suppression and white supremacy and terrorism, where it is now the second part of the United States government? We either have the Humanity Party or we have the white supremacist, you know, terrorist party, but there's more Democrats than Republicans in the United States, and I just don't understand on how that has all kind of happened. I mean, I do read your reports, but
there was a project, this project started in 1972 when Lewis Powell laid it out in his famous memo, and he said, you know, we've got to seize control of America. And he was talking specifically to the CEOs of the largest companies in America through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, they put a lot of money, I mean, literally tens, maybe even hundreds of billions of dollars over the years, and built this enormous infrastructure. There are state policy centers in every single state cranking out right-wing propaganda and supporting Republican politicians. There are funding mechanisms for right-wing talk radio hosts. I have a friend who's a conservative talk radio host who told me that, you know, he can go give a speech at a local high school and he'll get a $30,000 speaking fee from you know, one of these organizations that kind of backstops these people. It's a whole infrastructure to support right-wing cranks. You've got the ownership of all those radio stations. You've got, you know, all these publications. I mean, it's been a concerted 50-year-long effort to seize control of the United States government, you know, state by state. And it's been quite successful. And the Democrats have not been that strategic. And they have not been thinking in terms of just, you know, let's get power for power's sake. They've been trying to govern during this period of time, and in some cases rather poorly. There was the neoliberal detour that the Democratic Party took for about 30 years. But I think that they're getting their act together again, John. I'm optimistic about the future. John, thank you for the call. Glenn in Bethesda, Maryland. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to agree with what you're saying and just round it out.
About what?
The last call. About corporate power and the buy-up of communication and the money interests that have been trying again like they did when Smedley Butler prevented a fascist takeover and the overthrow of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's the same thing right now, and we keep asking the same questions when we already know the answers. You do. You just said it. You started the program asking why this and why that. It's because corporate media, owned by corporations, is allowing the narrative that we hear every day to support the Republican Party by suppressing news.
I think there is a real problem there, Glenn. But if you go back to the 1930s and you look at what happened when Smedley Butler blew the whistle on René DuPont and his friends trying to assassinate Franklin Roosevelt. It was Franklin Roosevelt himself who shut down that investigation. You know, Congress did it, it was two weeks into it, and he said no.
I hear exactly I hear exactly what you're saying. So my question is, instead of asking why this is all happening, when we know the answer, it's corporate power, corporate money, corporate media, why don't we start asking the question of why don't the Democrats effectively push back? I know you've probably heard of that.
Well, this is where I was going with what I, you know, what I was saying when you interrupted me, Glenn, was that I think that the reason Franklin Roosevelt did that, the reason he put the kibosh on that, the reason why, you know, a decade later, Harry Truman blocked the investigation and criminal investigation of 30 or 40 United States senators and members of the House for taking money and doing Hitler's work on the floor of the House and Senate, was because they felt that, you know, letting the American people know about these horrors, this freak show, would be a terrible thing. Now, whether, you know, anybody in the Biden administration believes that, or whether the FBI is, you know, I mean, Chris Wray was the head of the FBI, you know, during January 6th and still is. You know, what's up with that? You know, obviously Chris Miller, who is running the Department of Defense, is long gone, but, you know, who's covering up for whom? Is this institutions covering their own butts? Is this somebody in the administration not wanting to say this is how deep the rot goes? I don't know. I don't think it's just a bunch of people, you know, in the boardrooms of NBC and the New York Times sitting around going, oh, let's not talk about this. I just don't think that's happening.
Oh, it obviously is. You have the abortion issue that just rocked the country, is the reason the Democrats didn't get smashed in this last midterms. And the only story I've seen about one woman having a problem having to leave Mississippi was after the election and not before, because it would destroy the Republicans completely if they had news on it.
Well, it could be. I get what you're saying, Glenn, and there may be a large grain of truth to it. The media does tend to like Republicans. In fact, they, you know, before the election, because the red wave was coming, CBS started hiring Republican commentators. Now that the blue wave happened, have they hired any Democratic commentators? Nope.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So there is some bias, but I really think it's more like, you know, the title of John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, that they're just afraid to say it out loud.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food that made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you a 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchased price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text, stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your phone calls. Tom in Boston. Hey, Tom. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you don't live in a silo with your show. I think just more to it myself.
So you don't think I'm missing anything here? You think that
no,
my analysis is probably accurate?
I think that about a third of the people are up to speed with what's going on. It's a one-sided situation we're up against, and the money owns it. But I think maybe we should investigate it, since we're throwing money away with non-governmental Bidens and forgetting about what Trump's voice did. I think we should have an investigation about the program managers, the media outlets of radio and TV, and they're the gatekeepers. And there's meeting somewhere. There's memos. There's stuff. How is business conducted there? And we need to take control. We are the market. We are the country. That, we need to take control of ourselves. Cause
well, here's the problem with that, Tom. Yeah. If under a nice and benevolent leader like Joe Biden, we were to seize control of the media in the United States and say, okay, we're going to run this, we're going to make the rules. And then you get President Ron DeSantis in, he's got that power. Is that really where you want this country?
No, I wasn't saying that at all. No, okay. I was just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. It'd be nice to have an investigation program because I really do think that that's where focus is applied. And innuendo is...
Yeah. I think there does need to be more attention paid to the media, and the media doesn't like this. I believe this is why Brian Stelter lost his show on CNN, which was one of the most popular shows on CNN. It was certainly one of my favorites. Of course, I'm in the media, but I thought it was a brilliant show. And Brian's observations were often just you know, painfully close to just what obvious reality. Tom, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Nick in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I was talking with your call screener, and one of the questions, you talked about this subject earlier as far as January 6th, but has the person that you said that Trump appointed...
the acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller?
Yes, him. Has he been questioned, or as your call screener used the term, deposed? Has he been questioned as to why, really, and more importantly, who told you not to let the National Guard into Washington, D.C.? Who told you to order these measures where they couldn't be armed? Who told you that?
Right.
And let me say this before you answer that, Tom. I think somebody walking around in Lagos, Nigeria, saw that come across their phone on January 7th and said, oh, Trump ordered that. Somebody in Moscow. Yeah, Trump ordered. I think people across the world know that Trump ordered this. And why it's taken 2 years to sit this guy down and ask him these questions. Why? I think, you know, I'm coming to you, Tom, as an avid listener. I'm sure most of the listeners of yours just want to know.
He was questioned by the January 6th Commission. And, in fact, there's a link in my article to his testimony. And or to his statement, and you know, basically it was we were doing all kinds of things on January 6th. We were having meetings, we were talking to the Pentagon, we were, you know, but basically nobody did anything. I mean, with Chris Wray's testimony, that's actually what's linked to from my article. Now that I remember, and Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, basically said, you know, we were doing this and this and this and this and this and this, and of course none of that had to do with showing up on January 6th. I mean, this was right in the middle of the riot. They were having all these meetings. And finally, he concludes as saying, in the evening of January 6th, I authorized the FBI to go in and send, you know, and of course, this was after everybody had left the Capitol, or while, you know, while they were in the process of leaving the Capitol. Nobody, keep in mind, nobody got arrested on January 6th. I mean, think about that. Isn't that mind-boggling? Nobody got arrested. Or if there were, they were minor arrests. But, you know, I mean, nobody got arrested for this kind of stuff on January 6th. It's just breathtaking. And it went on for hours.
Let me tell you what Ray and Miller said is what Mr. George Orwell said was talk speak. They just moved right past the main issues and got to the conclusion.
Yeah.
And we need to be re-put back up there, if that's
I totally get what you're saying. By the way, the word was newspeak, N-E-W-speak, newspeak. I'm sure Orwell came up with more than one phrase for 1984. Nick, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for the points that you made. You know, all excellent, and do appreciate the call. Thank you. We're hitting the end of the hour here. I want to share with you concerns about electricity on the other side of this break, and what's going on in Europe. Are we letting the Supreme Court stand above the law? And a serious questions about Twitter, and what are you doing with Twitter? Where are you going? What's up there? We'll talk about that in a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you
by WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.